Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
No, I've met with many, many world leaders, I've traveled around the world. I think I've talked extensively in this book about my time serving in Congress, my time as governor, before governor, some of the travels that I've had. I'm not going to talk about my specific meetings with world leaders. I'm just not going to do that. This anecdote shouldn't have been in the book. And as soon as it was brought to my attention, I made sure that that was adjusted.
Democratic protesters out there are putting a terrorist headdress on a statue of George Washington. Patriots, like these frat boys at UNC and around the country who are defending the American flag, Joe Biden refused for 2 weeks to come out and denounce it. That is the 2024 election.
I just felt good. I think that's the main thing. I didn't have anything, and my teammates found me on some easy layups. You know, I've never got that many easy buckets, so that was pretty fun.
Are you?
The quickly fading Kristi Noem, the quickly rising Tom Cotton, and Anthony Edwards with one heck of a night last night. That's some of the sound from the last 24 hours. 704-570-1110 is the telephone number to be a part of the conversation. Joe Biden is pretending to be the president. He is pretending that he has power. He is pretending that he has the ability to control events overseas, when he can't even control events here in the United States. Joe Biden is basically just a person who has been programmed by a committee of folks who are telling him what to say on any given point. And I don't know if you saw this early in the morning, a really, really fascinating development. And I'm talking about, this was like, I heard this at 5:15 this morning. Joe Biden is going to do less commentary when he goes out on the campaign trail, and he's going to do less or fewer campaign events. So what exactly is the point of this person running for office? I had a conversation with somebody in the hall just before the program, and they were lamenting to me, and I was lamenting back, you know, at the paucity of choices that we have here. And yet this president will tell you that he is really in charge, like that he really has a plan, that he has negotiated a deal with Hamas, and that Hamas is going to follow the deal. You have to look back to where Joe Biden was formed as a national politician. And it wasn't Delaware. It was the Obama-Biden administration. Joe Biden had very little to do other than what may or may not have been payoffs and shakedowns. I mean, I don't know. But Joe Biden's mission was to grant legitimacy to this new person who had become the president of the United States just by being a senator for a couple of years and then being immaculated into the White House as the president of the United States. And Joe Biden was sort of like Dick Cheney to George W. Bush, except that George W. Bush actually had President George H.W. Bush to kind of show him the ropes to begin with. So, you know, this is not a perfectly crafted analogy, but Joe Biden really thinks he commands the picture out there in this country. And all you have to do is look at the White House briefing right now, Karine Jean-Pierre getting to answer on the domestic issues, and, you know, economy, whatever she wants to talk about with that stuff. And before that, it was all John Kirby. It was all John Kirby. I would not be surprised. I really wouldn't be shocked if President Biden picked John Kirby to be his vice president, because clearly Kamala Harris is unable to do any messaging in an appropriate way. She's just not effective. I would go and maybe send her out, make her be Secretary of State or something. But John Kirby is a much more competent person there. And so when you look at all of these things, and Joe Biden really thinks that he controls the Middle East and that he's got a handle on it, it's all fiction. It is all fiction. The argument that has taken place over the last 24, 48 hours was whether or not the Rafah ops were going to start. And Bibi Netanyahu had a half-hour conversation with Joe Biden today. We never got a readout on that conversation, but my guess is it went something like this from Bibi Netanyahu's position. Yeah, Mr. President, thanks for sticking us in the back by not giving us the ammunition we really need. We're going to go out on the market now and buy it. And by the way, that's not going to stop us from going into Rafah. And I'm going to say to the world that you said it was cool for us to go into Rafah. See, that's the problem with Joe Biden. He doesn't understand what real tough people do around the world. Joe thinks he's a tough guy with his dark Brandon and his aviator shades and his Corvette stuffed with pilfered documents, but he's not a tough guy at all. He's not a tough guy at all. He's a guy who has been a survivor and who has certainly acclimated to the culture of Washington, D.C., and has been fabulously wealthy by owning, you know, two beach houses down in Delaware on a senator's pay scale. But he's not in charge of anything. He is absolutely not in charge of anything. And that's a problem. And the moment Joe Biden lost control of the Middle East was when Iran fired all those drones and missiles and they didn't do anything at all. At that point, Bibi Netanyahu understood that this is a paper tiger who is allied with a paper president. And that's really what we're seeing. Meanwhile, the former president of the United States is stuck in a jail. I mean, is stuck in a courthouse in New York City. And we found out something really dastardly today. Really dastardly. I mean, dastardly, dastardly. You have a guy who is working on the case named Colangelo. Colangelo used to work inside the Joe Biden Just Us Department. But you know what else Colangelo did? Colangelo was also being paid. He's on the payroll of the DNC, and he is one of the prosecuting attorneys in the courtroom today. So you could argue very easily, that you have a rigged system in full effect, and it's being run by the guy who is getting paid by the DNC to keep Donald Trump locked up in court. This is incredible. This has never happened before. This has actually never happened before. Except maybe they would have tried to do it on 24, or maybe they would have tried to do it on the West Wing or something like that. But not in real life. Not in real life has this ever happened. And now you've got one possibility coming from this judge who's threatening to put Donald Trump in prison because he doesn't like his commentary. But the president, who is still out there, who is still running, who is still doing all those things, he's got a checkmate on this judge. Because the minute this guy tries to put him in the lockdown, his popularity numbers will skyrocket and Joe Biden will be sunk. He will be the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean. And the world continues to burn. Coming up, how we solve this issue.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.